This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Pennsylvania Congressman Charlie Dent, a Republican serving the Keystone State's 15th Congressional District. We want to get his thoughts today on the House Republicans' efforts to greatly increase transparency about what's going on Capitol Hill, and specifically inside the Rules Committee. In fact, Congressman Dent has introduced a resolution calling for C-SPAN cameras to be installed in the House Rules Committee hearing room up on Capitol Hill. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Delighted to be with you.
We heard a lot about transparency during the campaign. Everyone promises the most open and honest Congress and White House in history. That's a pretty routine campaign promise. Just how transparent is it right now, and how should we gauge it?
Well, Congress clearly is not transparent enough. As you just mentioned, you know, Speaker Pelosi, she pledged to lead the most honest and most open Congress in history. But time and again, you know, Congress has been ramming through very costly bills with devastating consequences. You know, we saw over a thousand-page stimulus bill that was rammed through. We saw a 300-page amendment to the national energy tax called cap and trade. You know, we've got another massive health care bill. So people want transparency, and they want to make sure that what we're doing is something that the public can understand, and most importantly, something that they can see. You know, sunshine is a great disinfectant.
I saw a report, Congressman, that the chairwoman of the Rules Committee, Louise Slaughter of New York, says that TV cameras are welcome into the committee room. Sometimes they show up, sometimes they don't. What do you say to that?
Well, if anyone's ever been in the Rules Committee room, it is a tiny room. It is always cramped in there. It's hard for the people who have to present to the Rules Committee to fit in the rule in the room between the staff and the members. It's very tight. What we're saying is simply treat the Rules Committee like we treat nearly every other committee, with the exception of the Intelligence Committee and the Ethics Committee, and basically just allow for the placement of cameras in there on a permanent basis. You know, the architecture is in place. You know, in 2006, we began the process of upgrading the Rules Committee hearing room for the 21st century, and so we're ready to go. All we have to do is place the cameras in there, and it won't take that much time. You know, but given the legwork that's already been done, cameras should be installed with little effort. We know this. And so I think the issue is I think that perhaps the majority realizes that right now it's very difficult and inconvenient for people to bring cameras into that room. But by placing them, as we do in other committees, that will make life much easier for everybody, and will certainly bring the deliberations of the Rules Committee to the entire American public.
In terms of the specific focus on the Rules Committee, Congressman, is it because of the fact that that committee, due to its space issues, is not often seen on television, or is it because you believe there are certain proceedings that take place there that really ought to be available to the public?
Remember, the Rules Committee is one of the smallest and yet most influential committees of the House, and it was originally established for the limited role of preparing and reporting the standing rules and orders of proceedings to be observed by the House. But the committee's role has evolved to its present position of wielding enormous authority in determining the legislative process. That committee determines what amendments will be voted on, if any, and it has enormous authority and power. And it has evolved, and I think that given the level of authority that committee has, its deliberations ought to be made much more public than is currently the case. We have two other committees, the Ethics Committee and the Intelligence Committee, where committees are not allowed. And I think we understand why we don't have committees in those hearing rooms. You know, intelligence is dealing with very sensitive matters as it relates to national security. Ethics deals with very sensitive matters as it relates to personnel. But there's no reason why the Rules Committee should be exempted from having cameras.
Why do you think that the majority, if in fact you do think this, why do you think they don't want cameras necessarily there or in some other places on the Hill? What is their resistance to greater transparency?
I suspect their resistance to greater transparency in the Rules Room is because they probably don't want the American public to see what maybe sound like reasonable amendments being struck down on a party line vote on a routine basis in the middle of the night.
And in terms of the greater transparency issue here, I know there's been a lot of talk about legislation being available to the public for an extended period of time. We've heard a lot of that about the recent Senate work on health care, for example. Is that getting any better? And what else is on the transparency agenda?
Well, what else is on the transparency agenda is a few things. You know, we are trying to require that there be 72-hour notice for any bill voted on as it relates certainly to the health care bill. But we want a 72-hour notice there. That's one of the, I think, one of the biggest issues. There's a discharge petition right now before the House by a Democrat, Brian Baird, and Greg Walden, the Republican of Oregon, insisting that we have the ability to have 72 hours notice. I mean, that's a big part of what we're trying to do as well, making sure that we put the proposal out there to put all bills online for at least 72 hours. So that's something else I think that we need to talk about. Again, just we're talking about greater transparency. We're talking about more sunlight, and of course, which is a great disinfectant.
And Congressman, what kind of traction is your resolution getting?
Well, we have many dozens of co-sponsors already, and we will have many more. Last I checked, I think we were over 60 co-sponsors, and I expect more and more members will want to embrace this proposal as time moves forward.
Any Democrats on board yet?
I don't know if there are any Democrats on board yet, but I know that many are probably sympathetic with this idea, but we're going to keep pushing.
More than anything, as some very important issues get debated here before the end of the year, what do you hope is transparent to the American people, whether it's health care, energy, CFPA, anything like that?
Well, in terms of transparency, I think the American public is really paying a great deal more attention to the process by which some of these massive bills are being considered. Certainly, they're concerned about the substance of the legislation, but because of what we've seen on stimulus, cap and trade, and now health care, I think the American public is questioning the process that we are using, Congress is using, to enact these bills that are essentially transformational. And they want us to not only slow down, but let them in, let them into the process. And one other thing, too, on the transparency agenda, there are a number of initiatives out there. I mentioned, the kind of like the Read the Bill initiative, which is to put all these bills online for at least 72 hours. We also have a proposal, too, to ban phantom amendments that would require committees to post the bill text online within 24 hours of adoption. Also, we want to show the votes, post members' committee votes online within 48 hours. That's not too much to ask. Again, open health care negotiations to the public, and of course, the final issue is to, what I just mentioned, what we're talking about is bringing sunlight to the Rules Committee.
Well, Congressman, as you mentioned, it's designed to let the people be part of the process, and we certainly saw a couple months ago what happens when they are part of the process. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me on, and it's great to be with all your listeners.
Absolutely. We're very grateful for your time. Pennsylvania Congressman Charlie Dent, Republican from Pennsylvania's 15th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.